ஓம் சாந்தி. டுடே வி ஹேவ் த தீம் ஆஃப் டபுள் ஃபாரன் ஃபாரினர்ஸ் ப்ரோக்ராம், மன் மனாபாவ் மத்யஜீவா. So these are words from Gita. They are Sanskrit words. So man mana bhav means focus your mind. Bhav means be. Man is mind. Mana, focus. Focus your mind. So whole man mana bhav is Brahma Baba. You see so many pictures. Bap, Dada, Man Manabhav, Brahma Baba, Man Manabhav. To me, Man Manabhav is a lifestyle. It's not just one word. As we see Brahma Baba, let's start with Brahma Baba. He used this great mantra while living on this, in this world. Man Manabhav. You know, in this world, so many religious fathers came. So many gurus have come in this world. So many great souls have come. But out of the whole cycle, all the souls of the world, only Brahma Baba and Mama are the number one souls in the whole drama. They become the highest in their spirituality through this mantra, Man Mana Bhav. Focus mind on God. So I want to go a little bit in detail. If I really want to focus my mind, what are the promises I can make for myself? And what are the precautions I have to take in my spiritual life, so that my mind does not wander in anything? For Man Mana Bhav, so this is clear to you, no? Focusing the mind on one Baba. So what is Baba? Shri Baba. Shri Baba is purifier. Shri Baba is so brilliant, ocean of knowledge. All the qualities Shri Baba has. So all the sustenance in my life is through Shri Baba. So let's start first. Is that what is the promise I must make in order to be Man Mana Bhav? The first promise is not to be lazy and carelessness. For example, morning time, evening time, we sit in meditation. Focus of the mind is necessary, isn't it? That is Man Mana Bhav. But if I am feeling sleepy, that is not called Man Mana Bhav. So let's first make promise to ourselves. To be Man Mana Bhav means not to be careless and lazy. The second one is the promise not to have any impurity. Impurity. Because mind will only be focused when mind is very pure. So, there are few things I wrote to be having such kind of purity. First is the purity of intellect. Intellect. So remember, when we come to Gyan, our intellect is like a stone. Is it right? What it means, stone? Pathar Buddhi, Baba says in the Murli. He says, when you come to Baba, our intellect is like a stone. What it means, stone? Stone means no realization. So, no realization to change, to transform the self. So, changing stone into divine. So therefore, first impurity I have to take out from my intellect is to be aware that I do not have any thoughts which are impure. That will not allow me to be manmana bhav. I must make my intellect divine to understand the role, part of the self and others, God, like that kind of thinking. You know, going towards God, going towards the self change, that kind of intellect I must develop. Not the intellect of which is based on Lokic world. But now I am Brahmin, I am learning to be Manmanabhav. So the first purity of intellect. Is it clear? Second, the purity of body. Our body also, many maryadas Baba has told us in our Brahmin life about food, about interaction, you know, keeping the body clean, clothes clean, room clean. That cleanliness is necessary for Manmanabhav. Because otherwise mind will be pulled. Isn't it? So the second purity is the purity of cleanliness of body. The third one is company. Company also has to be pure. We call in Hindi Sangh. What I am talking to other people, what I am listening, what kind of company I have. Because if my company is also pure, it will help me to be Manmanabhav. Otherwise, so many karmic accounts will be created in Brahmin life. Because in Brahmin life, Manmanabhav means connection or relationship with Shiv Baba. So if I am developing my relationship with Shiv Baba, so I love everyone, I respect everyone, no one is special for me. I don't prefer, favor or anyone to be attracted or to be attached. Because that will be obstacle for Manmanabhav. Because mind will go there rather than to Shiv Baba. So that's why the company I have to keep also, very pure company. The next one is the atmosphere. The atmosphere where I live. Environment is of Jnana and Yoga. Because wherever we are living, you know, you have your room. In the room you create atmosphere, in your home you create atmosphere, like here, atmosphere of study. We have Baba's picture, we have our Lakshmi Narayan's picture, you know, some Jnani books. Creating that atmosphere where my mind is attracted to study Jnana Yoga. You see, in the Lokic world people are attracted by Lokic heroes, they put their pictures in their rooms. And who is our hero? Shiv Baba. So our aim and our focus, Shiv Baba, and our aim is to be divine, Lakshmi Narayan. So whatever you can create in your home, room, the atmosphere of Jnana Yoga, so that mind will be pulled towards knowledge, towards remembering Baba, because it's a focus, mind has to be focused. The other thing we need is the cleanliness of mind. Mind also has to be clean for focus. If the mind has the habit of thinking waste or negative, it cannot be Manmana Bhava. It is a great mantra to discipline the mind, Manmana Bhava. And then the next one is study. What I am reading, studying in my Brahmin life. You know, Baba says, do not study novels, other books, you know. Nowadays so much available in this world. So you can see if mind is getting attracted there, so it's not clean. So it cannot be Manmana Bhava. In order to be Manmana Bhava, even the books I read have to be spiritual. No interest in other things. Otherwise, like Brahma Baba, why he became number one? Because he was studying, reading, yoga, atmosphere of his room, whole day and night. He's with people, only talking jnana and yoga, service. That's why his mind remained focused, isn't it? Because in yogi life also, another thing is in yogi life, when you become yogi, you start to get some kind of accomplishment, attainment. So, you know, then mind starts to think, oh, I can do now good yoga, you know. Oh, I am now a good speaker. Oh, I am good yogi. So, let there be this promise that I do not come into any ego. This is also one of the promise. Because this ego will break my Manmana Bhava. Because Manmana Bhava is focused not to be attracted by any accomplishment of yogi life. So these promises, first promise is, keep the mind away from lazy thoughts, careless thoughts, ego thoughts. And then, keep the mind away from impure thoughts. Because it's a Manmana Bhava, the mind focus on pure thoughts. So, in order to achieve this, as I explained, these few points we have to pay full attention, cleanliness of mind, intellect, body, study, atmosphere and company. And then Manmana Bhava is like this. It's like constantly your mind is working with Shiv Baba's vibration, frequency. Now Shiv Baba is in Paramdham, Brahma Baba in subtle region. I am living here in this world. And I am seeing many things. I am hearing many things. So, do I take interest in that? Or do I keep my interest away from all this and being with Baba? Why it is necessary, Manmana Bhava? Because Baba is available at this time to help humanity, but he does not have a body. And we Brahmin souls have the body. So if our mind and our thoughts are connected with Baba, then Baba can use us to serve human beings. But if our mind is occupied in mundane level, thinking, business, you know, in problems, in obstacles, in issues, you know, all level, this level mind is occupied, it's not Manmana Bhava, Baba cannot use our mind. So Brahma Baba, while living in this world, it's a lot of work, Manmana Bhava, because it's a mental attention and it is a constant attention. And it is really attention on your thoughts to be connected with Shiv Baba all the time. You know, you come, you listen to people, you interact with people as a detached way, then go. Not getting involved into mundane level thoughts. Otherwise, no manmana bhava. So that's why Brahma Baba did lot of administration work, did also lot of planning, and he did also lot of seva. He gave lot of instructions to children from kitchen to other departments. Brahma Baba did everything in this yajna, karam yoga, all variety activity. But he made sure that his mind is not, you know, trapped, occupied in that. Come, give instruction, go back to that manmanabhav stage. Is it clear now? That manmanabhav is a very highest level of spirituality. It's the greatest mantra which disciplines the mind. It is a understanding, and to be detached is a very big ability of the mind. While doing things, you are detached from the action. You are doing, but you are not there mentally. You are aware of it, you are doing something, but mind is free from the effect of the action, impact of the action, the consequence of the action. Mind is so free. That's why it can go to focus on Baba. Otherwise, if anything I am doing, you know, if I get involved, then my mind will be thinking for 1 hour, 2 hours, and then I become aware, and then I make effort to remember Baba, difficult, you know, because I came down. So manmanabhav is to use our mental detachment power, ability, to do the action, to come into action. So it is being aware inside in your mind. While doing action, being aware how much to think, how much to talk, how much to do the action. So Brahma Baba and Mamma, their stories of life are based on manmanabhav. Once I remember Ramesh Bhai asked Mamma, she was sitting in new car in Mumbai, and Baba Ramesh Bhai asked Mamma, Mamma, you are sitting in new car. Mamma said, Mamma is not here. Mamma is there. You know? Sitting in new car, no, sitting, but she is mentally not here. She is in with Baba. Then Brother Ramesh said, look, Mama, big billboard for service. We should also make like this. And Mama said to Ramesh Bhai, Mama is on word service. You know? So look at the mind. It's detached from the atmosphere. Oh, this is a new car. Oh, this is a big billboard. No attraction with anything. It's detached. It's constantly on world service. Constantly focus on Baba, Shiv Baba. So that is manmanabhav. Manmanabhav also means, like Brahma Baba, while doing activity, achieving success, and yet having all success and offering to Baba, giving back to Baba. Not saying, I did. As soon as I say, I did, that's where manmanabhav breaks. The mind is starting to own, I did. So this precaution is very necessary for manmanabhav. It's the practical lifestyle manmanabhav. And madhyaji bhav is aim of my Brahmin life. So Shudra to Brahmin we have become, but from Brahmin to, we have to become angel before becoming deity. So madhya, madhya means middle. So focus your mind with Baba and focus your mind with the inheritance. You know, Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, in the middle is called Vishnu, perfection, perfect stage with virtues, with powers. So our mind is always focused on the aim. So what is my aim? My aim is to remain double light in my Brahmin life. That is angel. If I carry any burden of my life, how shall I do? What shall I do? Even these thoughts are burden in the mind. At that time, I am not double light. So double light is our level of spirituality to reach in our Brahmin life, is Madhyaji Bhav, is the aim. So Shudra to Brahmin is easy to become. We can see ourselves, big contrast of change in our life. Once I read in Baba's Murli, he said, Shudra to Brahmin is easy. You can see all the change. Your change of food, your change of getting up early morning, your change of discipline in life. You started, you are very happy, I changed. But while in Brahmin life, we can go into a routine. Then no change is taking place. The reason is because we have to change the subtle aspects, and that is vision, drishti, that is attitude, vritti. So the internal change then becomes the difficult part. Outside, physical is easy. And then we go into routine. Yes, I am doing Amrit Vela Murli, but not changing, because internally I am not paying attention to my vision and my attitude. So what is the vision and attitude Baba has given to me? One is as a soul, looking at other as a soul. So you can experiment during the day that when I am in this awareness of soul conscious, my aim, Madhyaji Bhav, is to experiment with these yoga thoughts with others. That's what yoga means, experiments. One is sit down meditation, the other is during the day, you kept one, a very determined thought, pure thought, positive thought in your mind, and you put that thought in your mind and see how it is changing others, it has impact on others. And that's the result of yoga is, isn't it? So when, that is my aim, isn't it? Madhyaji Bhav, be focused with the aim. My aim is to become Brahmin, I became, then I become angel, double light, then my aim is to become deity. So I want to explain a little later about deity, but let's be focused here from Brahmin mind to angel mind. So what is Brahmin thinking? Brahmin thinking is beneficial thinking. Thoughts which bring benefit to many. That is called Brahmin. The word Brahmin is a very nice word in Hindi. It means the mind which is bringing benefit, kalyan. In our scripture in India we have Mahabharata. And there is a character they show of the Brahmins. They show Brahmins with the white dress, but their hand is always giving blessing to people. Even on the road, on the street, anywhere, whosoever is coming in front of them, they just say, Kalyan. Kalyan means you are going through some mental suffering, you are going through some physical suffering, you are going through some financial suffering, problems in your life. But the Brahmin mind, so beautiful vibration, pure vibration, these vibrations are helping souls to come out from suffering. That's what the Brahmin is about. You know, Baba says, Baba is remover of sorrow, giver of happiness. Who are we? Master, remover of sorrow, giver of happiness. So you can experiment with this Brahmin thinking during the day. So many people come in front of us, isn't it? So once I had this chance, one soul came to me. She said, I have only half an hour. Give me experience of peace. Now. So their mind is asking experience. And when I am in Brahmin consciousness, I am a Brahmin soul, giver soul, benefactor soul. That Simriti, that consciousness, when I stabilize my mind, so giving drishti to that soul, speaking with that awareness, words which can comfort to the soul, then the soul is out from that mental peacelessness. That is a Brahmin work, isn't it? So many variety souls come in front of us. And then at that time, my vibrations, my attitude, my consciousness, my words can remove the sorrow of other soul. That is our aim, yeah, in Brahmin life, to continue to do this task during the day, keeping that focus with Baba. Baba is doing 99% work. We are only doing 1% because we are also limit with the body, you know, time. But Shiv Baba is doing 99% work of removing sorrow of souls, giving them peace and happiness. But our work is only how much? 1%. You agree with me? Yeah? How much Baba is doing the work, we can't even comprehend. Shiv Baba. You know, we cannot even understand how much Shiv Baba is doing the task of transformation through dreams, through touching the hearts of people and mind. So Baba is doing. But we Brahmins, we have to be so careful not to be in careless and lazy mind, because when you are a Brahmin, your attainment of Brahmin is, as a yogi, to receive right touchings from Baba. Isn't it? Right touchings, catching power. Touching should start to come to me for my self-transformation, for world transformation, for service. So that level I have to progress in my yogi life. That where I can get touchings from Baba. Otherwise my mind will be busy in duvida, confusion, conflict, problems, obstacles, one goes, another comes. Brahmin life exists, but mind is going through many variety things. So in yogi life, man mana bhav means to attain this power. The mind which can receive from Baba touchings. Touchings means the right thoughts from Baba, what I can change in myself more. And service. There are two aspects only. Self-change and world-change. That is Baba's work. And I am receiving this touching power. So what is catching power and touching power? Sometimes I used to think, catching, touching power, maybe it is useful when destruction will come. You know? Maybe at that time, Baba will touch us, we will catch the thoughts. But no, during the day we can do this, catch from Baba, that, you know, like anything, any situation come, maybe I am helpful to that situation. Just remaining calm, that is the right touching. Sometimes I help someone speaking positive words, that is also the right words, right thoughts to cooperate, catch the right moment, right things to do with the situation and with people. So during the day, I can use this kind of ability to catch from Baba the right thoughts. That is manmana bhav. My mind can go to Baba get the right thoughts, right touching for the situation, for any problem, for anything happening in my Brahmin life, so that I can solve myself. So Baba is available 24 hours a day. But am I available through Manmana Bhav, total focus on Baba, to receive these, you know, touchings from Baba? So one of the attainment in Brahmin life is receiving, touching the Baba can touch your mind to give you thoughts, and you can receive the thoughts, catch the thoughts. How you do that work? Touching and catching. So it is through silence. The more we keep our mind focused with Baba's silence, the more our mind will be able to catch thoughts from Baba. The touchings will come. So as I told you that, you know, sometimes catching power, touching power is not just for destruction time, you know, but it is now in everyday life also, in every situation, you know, we need. So once I had this experience, someone told me to prepare some questions, answers. So I prepared, so I gave, and then that person said, you also sit down and ask. And I said, oh, I gave to someone to do the work. No, that is catching and touching power, they explained to me, because if I prepared, I understood. If I ask, then with the understanding I can ask. And the other person has to make effort to understand again. So in the right time to do the right action is called again catching power and touching power. That is also the result of Manmana Bhav. So Manmana Bhav in overall is the promises with myself, is the lifestyle which Brahma Baba has created. Because in Gita, this is very popular word. In India, they give mantra. All the gurus give mantra to people, Manmana Bhav, but they don't know what is Manmana Bhav, what are the attainments through Manmana Bhav, and what they can get out of this Manmana Bhav. So, in our Gyan, Brahma Baba put Manmana Bhav mantra in his life. That's why he attained karma teet stage, perfection, avyakt Brahma, double light, doing the task through the mind to the whole world. Yeah? And while living in this world, he kept his mind in subtle region. Because if you look at, you know, I don't know whether you read news in India, we have so many like gurus, those who are in the jail, you know. They are also gurus, but they are in the jail. Why? Because they get some accomplishment in their spiritual life. Popularity, wealth, power, lot of things around them. But they lose Manmana Bhav. They get trapped. They get involved. They start to enjoy. You know, they start to make it own. You know, I saw one picture in one of the news. It was showing one guru sitting on the big safari type the car, and two gunmen sitting next to him. He had so much gold, and he is going for pilgrimage. So you can see the mind, and Brahma Baba away from, you know, Brahma Baba never accepted any flowers. You never see no Brahma Baba's picture with flowers. Baba used to say when he used to come by train to Delhi or other places, he never used plane, Brahma Baba. He never had experience of going by aeroplane. He always went by train, Brahma Baba. And he lived very simple life. He took this path of Manmana Bhav, that only Baba, in the middle path, you know, not getting this, you know, involved with these attainments of yogi life. So as I gave you example, that's what Manmana Bhav is. Even in our Brahmin life, we might be getting some accomplishment. Our mind is with Baba. whatever we are doing, we are offering to Baba, we are not taking the credit I did. Any accomplishment, any wealth, anything, whatever in yogi life you can get in Brahmin life, attainments, mind is not there. Mind is with Baba. That's why Brahma Baba became number one in this Lokic world. Huh? Mama and Baba. Because living in this world, it's not easy to keep the mind up. It's a constant practice, a constant attention, constant awareness, and constant these promises with the self. You know, while doing yoga, everything in the around Brahma Baba, clean, neat. You know, nothing is attracting the attention towards. So that's Manmana Baba. It's the whole lifestyle of yogi life. It's called Manmana Baba. So focus mind with Shiv Baba, not with anyone else. So if you go back to Madhyaji Bhav, Manmana Bhav, if we only take these two mantra in our Brahmin life, we can attain what Brahma Baba attained. But it's the precautions we have to take. Yeah, the precautions which Brahma Baba took, is he understood, no? That is the purity, the honesty, the faithful, the discipline, obedience, you know, really to God, you know, that real principles of human being on earth, how he should live with God, how he should live with human being, how he should live with nature. That's what Brahma Baba is called, father of humanity. You know, so he's not a religious father, he's not a guru, but he is called shifter of the age. You know, father of humanity. It's the shift of consciousness. You know, Brahma Baba. He lived in that consciousness of Manmana Bhav. So, living in this world, he shifted his consciousness. Using things, he shifted his consciousness from body to soul conscious. You know, from grasti to trusti conscious. You know, from attachment to detachment consciousness. You know, being trapped to be freedom consciousness, you know. So it means using, but he remain away from it. That is Manmana Bhava. And then other thing about Brahma Baba's, this stage of Manmana Bhava is that Brahma Baba kept his awareness as a father of humanity. So even young person or adult or old person, whosoever came in front of Brahma Baba, so he kept his consciousness of Manmana Bhav, that whosoever is coming is Shiv Baba's child. Whether it's old or young or whosoever is, whatever age, whatever color, whatever caste. So Manmana Bhav was that he did not get attracted by any kind of color caste. So Brahma Baba's Manmana Bhav is constantly, I am father of humanity. Whosoever soul has come in front of me, Brahma Baba. So Baba looked at that soul as a child and uplifted. That is Manmana Bhava. So we are also Master Brahma. Brahma means creator, isn't it? Master Brahma, the mind is doing the same task. Whosoever is coming in front of me as a soul, as Brahma Baba shifted the consciousness of other soul, you know, body to soul conscious, as a Master Brahma, I'm giving the same experience to souls. Because otherwise mind can go, isn't it? The age, the color, the size of the body, you know, but mind can be attracted by any thoughts of the body. Or bodily relations, or bodily possession, or bodily things. But that consciousness of Brahma Baba, Manmana Bhava, I am father of humanity. Prajapita Brahma. So he kept that awareness in front of every soul, whosoever came. Whether it's a Brahmin soul or Lokic soul. He even did not come down to think it's a Lokic soul. He did not bring this thought, oh, he's a Brahmin soul. No, sometimes some Brahmins ask question, what shall we do with Laukik? What shall we do with Alaukik? There is no, everyone is a soul, isn't it? So you look at them as a soul and you are just helping the soul, facilitating, you are helping them to uplift their consciousness. If they are body conscious, making them into soul conscious. Why? Because you are in that consciousness. So I think Brahma Baba kept that awareness. I am Prajapita Brahma, father of humanity. And whosoever will come, a practical task, even though he is not giving birth through, you know, Laukik way, but any soul who came in front of Brahma Baba experienced from Brahma Baba as a father. So another thing what Brahma Baba kept in his life, Manamana Bhava, is the belonging feelings. So any soul whosoever came in front of Brahma Baba, he was able to give the soul conscious experience, detachment from the body and belonging feelings. I heard one story of Brahma Baba. I have seen Brahma Baba once and Mama also once only. But my experience being, you know, in young age, seeing very powerful experience. I was 8 years old, you know, when I once only saw. But the experience is up till now very powerful because the vibrations, the experience of detachment from the body. You know, I experienced taking drishti and feeling detached from the body. Like, what is 8 years old age? But you experience that, you know. It's the vibration which uplifts the soul. So that's what Manmana Bhav is. That I remain in that vibrations of detachment from the body, in the soul conscious, and the souls who are coming around is giving the experience of that detachment. So Manmana Bhav is a very deep, you know. So you can see whole Baba's Gyan, Baba says, no, in the Murli, everything is in this mantra. The mind which is free from all kinds of things of this physical world, karma, accounts, problems, issues, obstacles, challenges, nothing is attracting my mind. It's free. And enjoying that freedom, that detachment, and connecting with the frequency of Shivbaba's vibration. Because the mind, when you are soul conscious, is the highest kind of frequency, isn't it? Vibration, which can connect with Shivbaba's vibration. And then Baba can use that mind to do the service. So Brahma Baba was able to get that perfection through this, of course, attention, practice, lot of attention, living in this world, not using the mind in this world, keeping up above. That effort really Brahma Baba did and became example of Manmana Bhav. That's where today you can see all the pictures is Manmana Bhav stage. You see how Baba is standing. But where is he in through his mind? He's not here, isn't it? Each picture you can see. The Brahma Baba's mind is not in this world. He is either serving souls or devotees are remembering with Shiv Baba, they are fulfilling their desire. Some scientists are remembering. And so Baba is doing that work. You know, Baba is not in this world. Enjoying what kind of food I am going to cook today to eat. Oh, shall we go there to see the sightseeing? Oh, where are you going? No, in this paraphernalia. Mind is not in this mundane level of thinking and doing great service, isn't it? That is Manmana Bhav. So in my Brahmin life also, let me see, you know, where is my interest? Where I am being pulled? You know, which blocks my work. It's the greatest work in Sangam Yuga Baba has given to us, to Brahmin, you know. Brahmin life is beautiful, designed by Shiv Baba. And the task is really a great task, you know. But in my Brahmin life, if I am also, you know, this mind is, instead of detached manmana bhav, is going into the interest in my sanskara, which is pulling me, then it becomes difficult Brahmin life. Then it is difficult manmana bhav. So once forever, we have to decide in our Brahmin life that what is my aim, you know, why I have become Brahmin, is to experience a freedom, real freedom from the old sanskars, old stuff. And this is the new lifestyle of manmana bhav which Shiv Baba has shown me. Of course, this is the beautiful mind can experience, even though you are in this world, enjoying the whole physical world, but the experience of manmana bhav is multi-million times greater than that physical world. So keeping that contrast in our mind is very necessary. No? That divine intellect. Remember the first one, the intellect I talk about, the cleanliness of intellect, is to be very clear about the contrast of this manmana bhav life and the other life of the world, filled with attraction and desires. That is the lokic life, you know. And that is what we have experienced already. But in Brahmin life, no interest in that. Cleanliness of intellect, having the contrast constantly, that where is my interest? What is going to, you know, what I'm going to get out of this? Manmana bhav. What I'm going to get out of this Brahmin life? This has to be concerned, no? Like all the time having concern about this yogi life. Because one of the manmana bhav thing is this kind of concern. It's called chintvana in Hindi. A mind is constantly in this process of change. So the mind can go in repulsion, mind can go into attraction. So when mind is attracted and hate, then the process of change stopped. The mind is above, no, mind is not attracted, mind is not hating someone, mind is not busy in, you know, like, you know, in India, if someone is free, you know, they knit, you know, they net, they do some work, is something, this thought, sometimes fighting with someone, you know, sometimes thinking about someone, something is happening in the mind, you know. It's not focus. So this point is very important for me to understand in Brahmin life, that manmana bhav is the process. It's that the mind which is free from these two and is above and is in the process of change. So when mind is soul conscious, the vibration which mind is producing is going to bring the change. You know, but if mind is occupied in some kind of hate thoughts, some kind of, you know, attachment thoughts, process of change stopped. So it's delaying. I am delaying the change. If one day I am in that, I delayed my change. I delayed Baba's work also. So constantly manmana bhav is above these two kinds of thoughts. You know, keeping the mind above. Soul conscious. That needs concern. I am really concerned about not to be into this. Just remain above. That is manmana bhav. So, constantly being aware. Attention. Not to be lazy or careless. Because this careless, laziness, ego will stop my focus. It will not be manmana bhav. So let us continue to be in very highest spiritual vibration, that is manmana bhav. Focusing our thoughts on Baba's thoughts, purest thoughts, kind thoughts, loving thoughts, happy thoughts, you know, wise thoughts. Baba is full of all these thoughts. And then I am thinking and experiencing Baba. just there, be there. Just be there, be with Baba, just those vibrations. Even though you are living in this world, many things will attract, but my focus is there. That is Manmanabha. So we finish here now. So we will do meditation and then we will be having gift ceremony today. So 5 minutes, let's stay in Manmanabha stage. Keep your back straight. Keep your eyes open, fully awake. Om Shanti. Manmanabhav. Let me realize that I am a soul with focus, constant attention, powerful soul, one who remains alert, free from lazy thoughts and careless thoughts, keeps the focus in subtle region. O Paramdham, with Shiv Baba. Mind free from all mundane thinking, is engaged with Shiv Baba's activity. Baba is remover of sorrow, giver of happiness. I am Master, remover of sorrow, giver of happiness. Being with Baba in such a region Baba and me together doing this activity, this task, sending purest vibration to my brothers and sisters, while I am with Baba in such a region. Detached from this physical world, roles and responsibilities. My only task is to be Be still. Focus. Alert. Awake. Om